I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here, Bird Show.
At least in this case, the cliche is true. If it seems too good to be true, it is too good to be true. And Messy Mikey is right in the heart of it right now.
Guess who just won a free trip to the Bahamas?
Not you?
Oh, Mikey J did. Guess who's going to the Caribbean? I don't know where anything is.
You need to be going to geography class.
We're going to end up in Cuba, maybe. All right, so the other weekend, me and my lady went to the mall, the Sugarloaf Mills Mall, and they got a big Bass Pro Shop there.
Oh, I don't know if you've ever been.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. That's like your Mecca.
It's good times over there.
Panty dropper.
So we're walking around this mall, and there's a lone table sitting there with a bunch of these pink cards on it and a little box. We walk up curious. It says, hey, win a free trip for two to the Bahamas.
And you're like, I don't know where that is, but it says free.
But, like, does it say put on by whom?
No.
No, okay.
It just says vacation for two. I have the slip right here.
And Bass Pro Shops is credible enough. They're not going to mess with you.
Well, this is right outside Bass Pro, where things get a little dicey, but this seemed trustable, and it was like, what? It's a 1-in-a-million shot, but may as well enter to win, right?
Yeah, none to lose.
So,
and it's outside the shop, so you're feeling a little bit sketchier about it.
Yeah, it's like, but what are they going to do?
Yeah, I mean, inside there, they're selling those fish singing wall mounted things, that's a credible place.
Big mouth Billy Bass.
That's right.
So again, nobody's standing there. Nobody's manning the booth.
It's just
a box with some pink slips that you can fill out and shove in there.
Yeah, which seems legit to me.
Okay. What do you have to give me? Your address, phone number,
social.
Surprisingly, only your name, your phone number, and the date. It wants your home phone number. We did not provide. But so 2 weeks later, I forget all about this. 2 weeks later, up pops a text. Hey, you just won a free trip to the Bahamas.
How about that?
You and another fella can go right down to the Bahamas. It's going to be a beautiful time. They sent a big, long text. They said, congratulations, and we're happy to send you all the details. And so we respond, yes, absolutely. I'd like all the details on this.
What a miraculous vacation this is going to be.
Amazing.
Free, right?
So they send us details, free, 4 days, 3 nights, and we get a choice of 3 different locations. They're sending pictures, water slides. I'm big on a water slide. They had me there.
Big water slide
big
guy.
Big water slide guy here.
You got big water slide energy.
Thanks.
You actually do.
But I don't know. The first sketchy thing was whenever they said, call this phone number and they'll give you all the details. We call the phone number. It's a pre-recorded message from this guy, mm-hmm, just saying congratulations. We do start learning that the second guest is going to have to pay $59 a night.
Oh, that's nothing.
I can swing that.
For a trip to an island where you don't even know where it is, that's definitely worth it.
But the weirder part was that we both have to put $20 down. $20 down doesn't seem that legit.
No, it's not.
It doesn't at all.
Yeah.
For a free trip.
For a free trip, you put $20 okay. down.
So now it's not free anymore.
Well, I can do the $20, uh-huh. though. But like
if I put $20 down, like I'm assuming cash is not getting exchanged here. How do they want you to send them the $20?
I'm assuming my credit card.
There's the problem.
But wait. Uh-uh. I haven't done it yet. But at this point, I'm getting a little skeptical. So I ask my parents. I start asking around, hey, what's the deal on this? They say, you got to look that company up. So I look up the travel agency. It says, everybody's a winner. It's a timeshare scam. I haven't lost hope yet. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. A timeshare, you just have to go sit at dinner with them, and you still get to stay, right?
Hold on 1 second. Let's take a call or two on this one. If you've done this one of these timeshare things, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. It's more than that.
What do you mean?
So I know that a lot of people will tell you that when you go, it's not only sitting through a dinner, man. They take you on a tour of the whole place that takes like 5 hours.
I like a tour.
Okay, so that's one of your days right there. And then there are dinners, and then there are commitments, but there is nothing that's free. Maybe somebody that's gone through it will call up, but I don't think it's going to be worth it, man.
Okay, so Mikey, I just did a quick Google. Is there a free Bahamas scam? And out the gate from Agricultural Federal Credit Union. And the article says, congrats, you've won an all-expense-paid vacation to the Bahamas. It's a dream come true. Or is it? Unfortunately, if you receive notification that you've landed a free luxury vacation, you've likely been targeted by a scam. And they tell you how the whole scam plays out and what's going to happen. And
that was word for word the text I got.
just one little quick search.
Wait, I still have hope, though.
Wow, you do.
I can go on the tour.
So what they'll do is you'll be charged hefty membership fees, hard to access benefits.
Wait.
When you try to cancel this nightmare membership, there'll be a tangle of rules and regulations, and then you're going to be stuck paying a monthly fee for a full year or more.
But I'm not paying the membership. I'm not joining. I'm just onlooking, simply.
So here's Eric to give you a little bit of life, because he says he does this all the time. Hey, Eric, good morning. You're on the Bird Show.
Good morning. I do it all the time. There's one company in particular, a very big name. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but they offered me to take a tour and sit down for about an hour, and that's exactly what it was. They don't exceed the time. I gave them $40 up front, and they gave me a full week free and the best hotel. But when you go check into that hotel, they try to get you to do it again, which I pay $40 and accept. And then I got another free week to use whenever. So it always works for me.
Thank you.
So your time commitment there when you went was just $40 and 1 hour tour of the resort or whatever?
Yes. It actually started for me in Atlanta at the aquarium. They offered me to sit down for an hour, and I paid them $40. Sat down for an hour, and I got a week at a beautiful hotel in Orlando.
Dang, I hate to endorse this kind of thing, but how many times have you gone, and where have you gone?
I've done it 3 times. Each time I chose Orlando because that's where my kids love to be. But it's not like you're actually using them, because they know exactly what you're doing. Once you tell them no to the timeshare, it's like they offer you another week and level up and put you in it even better. They just try to convince you to do it, but I just always said no.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Eric. I love you.
Eric is also the guy that texted Mikey, so I think
he's the one that set up the table, man.
But he also did this at a more legit location, whereas you did this outside several feet away from a Bass Pro Shop.
Don't mess with Bass, man.
Safest place.
If it was inside Bass Pro Shops, then I would endorse it. Okay. But it wasn't on their actual property.
All right, here's Sonny. Hey, Sonny, good morning. You're on the Bird Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so you went through one of these timeshare deals. Was it worth it?
Yeah, I've done a couple of them, actually, and one was absolutely horrendous. You know, you're supposed to sit through their 90-minute spiel, and it ended up being like four and a half hours. Ooh. of different people barking down my neck trying to get me to buy into this timeshare. So that one was terrible. That was in the Smoky Mountains. And then the last one that I just went on was, in Vegas in June, and, it turned out really well. It was Hilton Grand Vacations, and it was phenomenal. It was literally an hour and a half. They were nothing but respectful, and we had a great vacation.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. I just assumed all of these were going to keep you for like days, and you weren't going to be able to get out. It wasn't going to be worth it. But here's Suzanne. Hey, Suzanne. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So you had a good experience with this timeshare thing?
Yeah, I actually take about 2 trips a year on timeshare presentation. I've never actually bought a timeshare because I know better. But when you go in, you just say, hey, I'm only here for the free vacation, or I'm only here for the perks, and you let them know I'm not going to buy it. You let them know up front, and then it's in and out, hour and a half. You got free lunch, free dinner, plus whatever they promised you.
And they don't pressure you all week long?
Nope.
Hey,
there
okay.
you go.
I've done one twice, where I went in, told them I wasn't going to buy, and I probably stayed a total of 15 minutes. They gave me my gift, and I was out the door.
Okay. All right. Well, you do it, and you come back, and you tell us how it went.
All right.
Because I'm not doing it.
The only other negative thing I hear is that they sell your information. Everyone already has it, so right. I don't care.
Truth.
It's the Burt Show.
You're going to have to explain to me exactly what love bombing is, okay? So let me explain to you the situation I have a friend in right now that is feeling uncomfortable because she's getting quote-unquote love bombed, right? And when she was talking about some of these things, I'm like, that's just sort of how we used to do it back in the day.
I think you might be confusing wooing with love bombing.
Okay.
Because there's a difference.
So let me present to you what I wrote down that he is putting her through. With this love bombing, okay? They've been going out with each other for about 2 months. They go out the very first time. He texts her the next day and says that he had a very nice time, right? He sends some flowers to her a few days later saying he hopes that she's having a good day and hope the flowers put a smile on her face, okay? He texts her good morning every single day. That seemed to be like the major offense for her. Morning. Thinking about you. Or good morning. All right. And she says she's uncomfortable with it now because she feels like she's being love bombed. And I'm like, what exactly is love bombed? I don't think I quite understand the definition.
Well, love bombing, I feel like love bombing is more of a hindsight thing than it is in the it's hard to tell in the moment.
Yeah.
Because you can have somebody who is a generous, super affectionate person. The love bombing, there's an ulterior motive. There's manipulation happening. You're love bombing somebody so you get them within your grasp and within your grasp, and then you can isolate them from their friends and their family and make them solely reliable on you, and then just completely control the relationship and control the situation. But you do that by initially love bombing them and making them feel like you are the greatest person on earth and that you just are obsessed in a good way with them.
It's like exactly what you said. It's a form of manipulation. So no matter how you're treated in that relationship, you feel either obligated or you have so many things that on paper are right about the relationship that you don't leave. So it's like, oh my God, well, he paid for my flight to go see, he paid for this vacation and he did this and he paid for this dinner and he texts me every morning, good morning. Who cares if he's doing X, Y, and Z that normally I wouldn't accept in a relationship? Mm-hmm. He's doing all of these things that on paper are something that I should be in love with.
It's to distract from some other sinister behavior.
Yeah.
Okay, so what she's describing here, at least it doesn't appear to be any kind of manipulation going on. I think he's just trying to woo her. He's trying to be a nice dude.
For me, the line was always like the genuineness in it, because some people are just that affectionate, and that's just the way that they feel like they should court you with a ton of flowers, a ton of messages, a ton of just over-the-top things. But if you're being over-the-top and it's not because that's genuinely who you are, it's more so because of what you're trying to accomplish, I feel like that's love bombing.
And I don't want you to take this as an insult. Because it's a compliment.
I'm already insulted.
You are such a generous and giving person. I could see a woman coming into a relationship if she has like some baggage from the past thinking you are love bombing her. But you are my friend, and knowing you for the past 13 years, you are a very affectionate person. You're a very generous person. You go above and beyond. And I know you're not a love bomber. You're just like, you're a wooer.
You be wooing.
You be wooing.
I don't know if I should be insulted because I really don't quite get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, but that's, I don't know if there's anything to get. I'm just saying I think that's how hard it can be sometimes deciphering. And that's why love bombing is like this manipulation tactic. And because it can be so shielded.
Yeah.
Or it can be hidden.
Well, you put it in a good way. Like sometimes you can only see it in hindsight because if it is to distract you from something deeper going on in the relationship that's not that great, then you can't really tell until you get out of it and go, oh yeah, there was actually a ton going on in that relationship that really doesn't align with what I'm looking for.
Because I can see, like, a woman starts dating you and I can see her going back to her friends and being like, oh my God, this guy is love bombing me so hard. He pays for every single dinner. He texts me. He wants to hold my hand when we walk in public. Right. He is just so thoughtful. He got me like the sweetest birthday gift. And when in actuality, you're not love bombing. That's just who you are.
That's where I guess it's an old school mentality.
Yeah.
So like if a guy that doesn't typically behave that way when he first meets a woman were to do the things that you would normally do, but he's only doing it in this particular case because he's trying to make this woman believe he's something he's not.
Okay.
That would be love bombing.
So at some point, does all that stop after he gets her? Is that what the love bomb is?
Well, there is a shift because, and then hopefully you see the person for who they are, but it's like once they get you in their clutches and then they can isolate you from your family and isolate you from your friends. Now they have control over you and can treat you like total crap and you're going to take it because you were love bombed and you think this person genuinely cares and loves for you.
Okay. All right. But it's certainly not what she's saying here. Like, this is not love. At least we don't know if it's love bombing yet.
No, I mean, it might just be a little clingy. Yeah. I mean, every morning, that's a little aggressive. Yeah, yeah.
This is The Burt Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So the Mayo Clinic this morning is like, hey, all right, you know, that's a pretty good indicator of if you're in good shape or not is how many push-ups you can do. And they list how many you should be able to do at a certain age to consider yourself in good shape or not.
Oh, is this going to happen during the commercial break?
I wasn't going to call you on the carpet on it. I was just going to ask you, how many can you do? And then I'll tell you if the Mayo Clinic says that you're in pretty decent shape.
Does it have to be like a traditional push-up? It can't be like on the knees?
No, it has to be. I would think it would have to be a real one.
Okay. Yeah.
How many can you do?
1.5. I'm just kidding.
He threw the half in like that was going to help.
Sometimes a girl needs a half.
That's fair.
All right? You're just kidding because that's too much or too little?
It's too little.
How many could you do right now?
Oh, I don't know. I want to say 15.
You cannot do 15.
Yes, you can.
No, you
can. I can.
Real push-ups or girl push-ups?
That's what she was just saying.
I don't think
politically correct we're supposed to say girl push-ups.
Modified.
On your knees, whatever.
Yeah. Modified.
Yeah.
I think I can do 15. You want me to do it right now?
Yes.
All right, fine. Drop and give me 15.
Okay.
You cannot do 15.
You better take off that sweater. That thing probably
might. That's why I play horrible radio.
Oh, okay.
Hold on a second. All right, Moog, do the count. And it's got to be legit. She can't do those little cheap ones. All right.
Legit push-ups. Here we go.
15 push-ups.
She's moving things out the way.
What do you think she can do?
I think she got 8 in them.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
17. I think you're going 2 over.
You're trying to be woman power. Way.
20. You got 20 in you.
20?
Wait. Why is he laughing so hard?
20.
That sweater she's got on weighs 20 pounds.
Okay. She's stretching her legs. I don't know.
All right.
Here we go. All right. Here we go.
All right. Legit.
Let's see. Legit push-ups.
All the way down. All right.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
4.
The struggle.
5.
Feminism is
6,
on your shoulders.
7. Okay. She's taking a breather. 8. 9.
She's either going to pee or poop herself.
10. 11. 12. Okay.
Yeah.
That's close.
That's good. why are those so hard?
Right. Well, it's because you're out of shape.
How soon am I going to die?
All right. So here's
what
they said.
Is that what you're about to tell me? Is it Mayo Clinic? I'm dizzy.
I need some water.
All right. So here's what they say. Abby, how many could you do?
25. You gonna make me do it now?
Yeah, abso-freaking-lutely.
Have you done Pilates before?
I think she can do 25.
After watching you do your weightlifting challenge with Messy Mikey, mm-hmm. I actually think you could pull it off too.
Yeah. I think you're like you've got the power of a silverback. You got the strength of a silverback.
What's a silverback?
It's a gorilla that's just so freaking strong.
Pretty strong, though.
Yeah.
Super strong.
They could rip a man's head off. Am I going to now have to do 15 to compensate for you?
No, you said how many?
25.
Let's go.
I do have to pee, so hopefully I'll pee myself.
That's a lot of push-ups.
That is a lot.
25.
Yeah, I realize that now.
Okay. He's still out of breath.
All right. For your age, by the way, Abby, you're 27?
Yeah.
This is at 25 years old. Women should be able to do 20. Men should be able to do 28 at 25 years old.
All right. Well, hook a sister up. I did 12 at 45. How many am I supposed to do?
You were supposed to be able to do 14.
Oh.
Okay. You're close. And dudes are supposed to be able to do 16.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm still winded.
Sorry for you.
It's going to be a minute.
I wasn't planning on it going like this, you guys, so yeah. I know this is bad radio, but it'll be good video.
Okay.
All right.
All right, come on, Abby. You got this.
I think you got this.
Feminism on the shoulders, on the back.
All right, Kristen, you have to count because I can't see you.
1, 2, 3, 4,
Bert, put
5,
your foot on her back.
6, shut up, 7, 8,
uh-oh.
9.
It's not giving 25.
11. 12. 13. 14. 15.
Don't lose the phone.
16. 17. 18. 19. 20.
Okay.
21.
Whoa.
22.
Whoa.
23.
Whoa.
24. 25.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay. I stand corrected.
27.
Oh,
28.
Show off.
Well done. I'm telling you, man.
We are going to feel that tomorrow.
For a week.
All right, so here is what they say. 25 years old, if you're in decent shape, you should be able to do 20 for a woman, 28 for a dude, 35, 19, and 21. 19 for a woman, 21 for a guy. 45 years old is 14 and 16. 55 years old is 10 and 12. So it starts to go the other way. And at 65 years old, 10 and 10 for the both. And the this is really, really kind of a crude measurement, but they're saying like, if you want to take like a basic test, Kristen is still winded.
He's seeing stars right now.
I'm slowly coming back.
Is there a defibrillator in the hall anywhere?
We need some oxygen or something.
I was starting to get a little worried there. I was like, do we have any like life-saving apparatuses nearby?
All right, Cassie, so what's your question about girl dads and girl parts and all that?
So my friend just had a new baby, which is great. Her name is Melody. She's so cute. And mom was telling me that dad has said that he does not need to know about girl parts for Melody Because mom is in the picture, and that's mom's area of expertise. Mom has those parts, so is dad. He doesn't need to understand how any of it works. And she disagrees vehemently because she's like, this is your daughter. One, you should understand how women's bodies work anyway, because how do you think your baby got here? But you, if I'm not in the picture one day, you're going to need to know what to tell her. And he's like, that's not going to happen. And if it did, we'd cross that bridge when it comes to it. This, but I don't need to know all that stuff. It's either going to be you or the doctor. Like, I don't need to know any of it. And she's like, you should want to be an active participant in your child's health. And then his counter argument is, when is that going to happen when you're not around? Like, if anything happens downstairs, you're going to want to be in on that, like, action, so to speak, because you have the same parts and you would understand it better. So why do I need to go learn about all these parts when it doesn't really concern me, because you'll always be around? And if you're not, I would take our daughter to the doctor to get checked out.
His logic is so flawed.
It is.
Like, it's just, it's just so flawed. Like, if you care about somebody, wouldn't you want to know how those things work, just from a empathetic, sympathetic, loving standpoint?
It's a lot to learn at this age. Are there just five things that he could learn?
You can teach an old dog new tricks. It is plausible.
How about just the basics?
Yeah, well, he's not that old. He's like 27 or something like that. And so she's wondering if, like, he feels uncomfortable or something like that. And she's like, I don't know how to talk to him about the fact that he should be aware of what's going on with her daughter, because this is a lifetime commitment and he's going to need to be able to school her on things in the future and have conversations about female issues from a male point of view. And she's like, I want my child to be well-rounded. I want her to hear things from both her mom and her dad. But right now, dad is like acting almost kind of scared, not icked out, but like almost like it's calculus.
Well, it also, because I mean, we've proven it on this show and we see it all the time. Most guys don't know how women's parts work, right? Even as adults, dudes don't know. So they're trying to pick up this education at 27, 28 years old. They're afraid to learn it because they don't know it and they might give out the wrong information. I think the common thing to do is, like, dad takes care of son's parts when those questions come up and mom takes care of women. I'm not saying it's right. I just think that's the way it's always kind
of. But you can vote on it. But that's okay. I'm sorry. I digress. But continue.
But so, like, the thing is, they've agreed to share diaper duty. Like, he is an equal partner. And she's like, you need to know if something is wrong down there. Like, what if I'm not home and something's going on? You're not going to send, I don't want you to send in pictures. You need to know what's normal and what's not typical so that we can address it.
I'd be in a panic.
I understand where you're coming from for sure. And, like, dad should take care of son's parts and mom. But at the same time, like, the backup quarterback knows the plays just in case.
So, he knows some of the playbook.
You know what I mean? You never know.
Yeah, to me, this is kind of like the equivalent of buying a car but not feeling like you need to know anything about how to take care of the car just because like your friend's a mechanic or your husband's a mechanic, because at the very least you should know the bare minimum of something that you are charged with taking care of. And it doesn't mean you need to know every single scientific fact about the fallopian tubes, but maybe just like the rule book, you know what I mean?
And it's also, like I said, showcasing being invested in your child's health and knowing how that stuff works. I think there's a valuable lesson here. Like, you know, I'm taking Jimmy to the bathroom. I wasn't born, like, I don't have a penis, so I don't know how you're supposed to hold one. But when I take him to the bathroom, I have to figure that out to help him so he's not peeing all over his pants. And that's something that, while it wasn't the most comfortable thing, it's something I had to learn how to do in order to help my son go to the bathroom and, you know, and use the bathroom accurately.
But your parts are so much more complicated than our parts.
That's not an excuse. That's,
I'm just saying, like, your job there is to, like, teach him how to hold it. Okay, your job's done. Whereas with a girl, there's so much more stuff going on down there.
There is, but you, like, welcome to our world.
And I don't know, without going into detail, I've definitely hit up Chad a couple of times and been like, yo, I need you to come check this and make sure everything is looking good, because I don't know, but that's part of the learning process for me. So now I know what's typical and what's not typical.
Wait,
with my son.
You've asked Chad to check on you or check on your daughter?
My son. Sorry, that was unclear. Okay. On my son, like a part I don't have. Yeah, I've called him in and been like, hey, I'm not quite sure about this. You have the parts. Can you educate me and tell me?
Gotcha.
And so now I know if I see it again, It's normal.
Hey, Jordan. Good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, morning, sir.
Good morning. What's going on?
Oh, so yeah, I had my daughter about 7 months ago, and I was in the same spot this guy is, but I wouldn't say I was uncomfortable. It wasn't that I didn't want to learn and I didn't want to be like do that type of stuff. I was just really uncomfortable with like just cleaning a girl's diaper and stuff like that is different parts.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, she's 7 months now. I'm like, I clean her. I sometimes spot stuff. My wife doesn't spot. And like, you know, it's just, it's awesome just to like know what you need to know, you know?
Do you, I mean, because what you're talking about is like, you use the car analogy, basic maintenance. But if there was anything more sophisticated, you would probably go to your wife or you'd go to a doctor, right?
I'm going straight to my wife, man. I'm calling that number so fast.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so I can tell her that he's wrong. He needs to learn.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.